the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, sticking with tech and robots, let's take a look eastwards to South Korea, a country that has really embraced humanoids. The government there has actively encouraged automation as a means of substituting for declining birth rates, an aging society, and the labour shortages as a result. Elaine Burke of the For Tech's Sake podcast has been exploring the pros and cons of this move.
We dream of robots. The idea of creating human-like automatons stretches as far back as the human imagination goes. In Greek mythology, Hephaestus, the god of metalwork and craftsmen, created Telos, a man made of bronze, to protect Crete from invaders. So even from their earliest incarnation, robots have been given a job to do. Retro pop culture is littered with servile robots. Robbie the Robot, the breakout star of the pioneering 50s sci-fi film Forbidden Planet.
For your convenience, I am monitored to respond to the name Robbie.
Rosie, the sassy metal maid to the Jetsons.
Coming, sir. The opinions expressed are my own and do not necessarily reflect those of my employers.
And the famously flailing robot from Lost in Space, warning, Danger, Will Robinson.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, no, Will Robinson. Danger.
In science fiction, we explore the fascination and fear that robots evoke. But we no longer need works of fiction to examine how humans and robots can coexist. Go to Dublin Airport today and a robot handler can carry your bags for you. But fly east and you'll find a whole new world of robots at work. South Korea has the highest concentration of robot workers. There are more than 1,000 robots per 10,000 workers in manufacturing. By comparison, the global average is just 162. These robots can range from robotic arms on a production line to bipedal mech suits. Picture the yellow power loader exoskeleton suits Ripley uses to protect Newt in Aliens, but much bigger and much slicker.
Get away from her.
Businesses have had a whole lot of thinking and redesigns to do to bring robots and human workers together safely. Some companies have robot crossing signs, blinking lights on the robots' backs to indicate if they're carrying hot coffees, and internalized digital maps to prevent collisions.
Oops, my bad.
Even who stands where in a lift has had to be thought through. Should the human or the robot get the center spot or slouch at the edge? Researchers are examining office etiquette, so to speak, in the human-computer interplays, programming robots to keep an appropriate distance for personal space.
Remove yourself from my personal space.
And offer a friendly greeting to ingratiate themselves.
Greetings.
But when a bot asks, "How are you?" they may be even less interested in your answer than your average colleague. But do they really need to be nice? With all that metal and actuators replacing muscle and sinew, you have a strong, willing worker that never tires, never falters, never stops.
Harder, better, faster, stronger.
These single-minded staff members can be dangerous to humans, more because of their machinery than their intelligence. And it's more than unsettling to think of a co-worker who can move like they need an exorcist.
The power of Christ compels you!
And also easily crush you.
I'll be back.
But then, in some places, robot bullying has become a thing. From workers playing chicken with their metal counterparts, to more complex schemes exploiting robots' weaknesses. Though overall, the workers seem to be getting along. So far in South Korea, there have been no widespread reports of strikes or factory floor uprisings. Small factories are the ones mostly feeling the pinch, unable to keep up with the big manufacturers who can afford robot-driven automation. The humans have, for the moment, been reassigned to design, plan and manage tasks, while the robots staff the assembly lines. Taking it all into consideration, you can see how some robots might represent an improvement on your human colleagues. A robot co-worker will never leave a tea bag in the sink, for one thing.
Ew.
But when your robot workmate scans your face to identify you, they probably won't compliment your new haircut. Or if they did, maybe that would feel weird. Or, who knows? Maybe this could be a new kind of office romance for HR to deal with.
Elaine Burke there with sound design by Shifra Mulqueen.